Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! Episode 11, Hydration. Today I wanted to talk about hydration because it is one of the biggest things that you can do for your health so that you can start to live a healthier life. And it's very easy to ensure that you are doing it. It also is something that your children need to be doing to make sure that they are living a healthy life as well and that everything in their system is working properly. So what we want to work on is drinking half of your body weight in ounces every single day. And that's not just for you, that's for your children as well. So take their weight, cut it in half, and that's how many ounces they should be drinking daily. And once you start to drink more water on a daily basis, you will notice quite a few things. You will have more energy. You will notice that you probably eat less because a lot of people don't understand that those hunger, a lot of times the hunger pains that you feel or the sensation of wanting hunger, it's your body actually wanting water, needing hydration. So making sure that you're getting that hydration will sometimes keep you from eating the snacky type things. Another thing, it will allow you to feel younger. The more water you have in your system, the more hydration you will have through your joints. So it's going to help you to feel younger. And I'll get into that a little bit more in a minute, but it's going to help you feel younger. For many, as you get older, it's going to help you look younger as well. If you've ever noticed those pictures where they do like 30 days of drinking water, many people, they kind of, their faces look like a raisin because they're not hydrated. And then if you think of a raisin, if you were to plump it up with water, you know, it would go back to a grape. So think of your skin the same way. If you plump your face up with hydration and your body up with hydration, your face will maybe plump out a little bit so that you don't have quite the amount of wrinkles. It also helps to flush the toxins out of your body. And then in regards to the feeling younger, you have less aches and pains because your muscles, your joints, everything is more lubricated. Once I start talking to people about making sure that they drink a lot of water, enough water, I'll start to hear different things like, oh, I just always forget. I don't like the flavor of water. So I want to provide you with some ideas and tips that will help you with that as well. So the first thing that I like to recommend people do is to ensure that you, when you wake up in the morning, you are immediately getting water into your system. So every night before I go to bed, I grab a glass of water and I take it to bed with me. Now, depending on you, might depend on how much you need to get. 8 ounces or 16 ounces. You pick the size cup that you want to take to bed with you. Maybe you want to drink throughout the night. That's up to you. I understand that some of you may not be able to do that because it will then leave you up all night going to the bathroom. So grab a glass of water, put it on your bedside table. First thing in the morning, before you get out of bed. So here's a habit stacking. You stack the habit of waking up in the morning, getting out of bed. What's the first thing you're going to do before you get out of bed? You're going to drink whatever's left in that glass of water. And you can have your kids do the exact same thing because you have fasted for hopefully, let's hope, at least 7 to 8 hours. So you have got to get that water back into your system as soon as possible. So drink at least 8 ounces of water before you get up and out of the bed in the morning. Okay, so now that you've done that, the next thing you're going to do is I need you to go purchase a nice water bottle. My favorite, I love them, are Takea water bottles. You can buy them online. You can buy them at your local Target. They are my favorite. You can buy different sizes. Every person in our house has a Takea water bottle. We all have our different colors. We all have our different sizes. My husband and I have a 32 ounce, and then my kids have, I believe it's an 18 ounce. So it's a stainless steel water bottle, and we carry ours everywhere. I'm not joking, everywhere. So grab a water bottle. Preferably stainless steel, not plastic, and make sure that you are bringing it with you everywhere. Take it in the car with you, take it to the store with you, take it everywhere. Throughout the day, if you notice you get hungry and need a snack, I'm going to recommend grab a glass of water, drink the water. That will help keep you from eating as many snacks. Children should be doing the same because, like I said, it could have to do with more of a thirst. Your body is thirsty, so it's wanting that water. So drink a glass of water and then see. And it might just limit the amount of snacks that you consume, or you may realize that you weren't even hungry, that you were actually thirsty. The next thought that I have is that people say they just don't like drinking water. So here's where you're going to need to get a little bit more creative. I would recommend making sure that you have a straw. Straws seem to help a lot of people get more water. They'll drink more if they're drinking out of a straw. So that's one that you can practice doing. And then also trying to change up the flavors in your water. And I want you to try doing fruit in your water rather than getting products to begin with. So let's look at adding some grapefruit or some lemon. Grapefruit and thyme, I think, is a really yummy one. Cucumbers. Some people do like a strawberry cucumber recipe. I have one here where you take a glass of water, two lemon slices, two strawberry sliced, and a handful of basil. And you can mix that all up. You can even put it in a pitcher and have it, you know, like you were at a spa where you just have it out on your table in a pitcher, and then that will help. It also helps with electrolytes, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about in a moment, but that's a natural way to get some more electrolytes into your system by adding fruit into your water. If you like those flavored waters, I would recommend making sure that they don't have any added sugar. The other thing that you might want to look at is what is going into them, if there's natural flavors. Also, the company that you are using, a lot of those have water that it's just flat water. It doesn't have any minerals in it, so to speak. So Perrier is one that does have minerals in it. So if you're going to drink water, you might want to look at who you're purchasing from and if there are minerals within that water, because that can make a difference. And then if you like to consume, say, coffee or wine, another way to kind of help, since these are more dehydrating, you can try to, in between each cup of coffee, make sure you drink a glass of water. And, you know, I'm thinking just 6 ounces. It doesn't need to be a lot. Just have some water. Same thing with wine or drink at the end of the evening. Again, make sure that you have some water in between each one. And that could kind of be a thing that you say, okay, I can't have my next cup of coffee until I drink this glass of water. That will help to ensure that you're getting more water in. The other thing that I come up against when it comes to us drinking water is that once you start to drink water, you're in the bathroom all the time. And I don't like to drink water because I don't want to go to the bathroom 15 times a day. So here is something that I want you to think about. First, your body has to get reused to, just like with exercise and everything else. If you're bringing something into your body that's not normally in your body, it has to get reused to figuring out what it needs to do with it. So in the beginning, you might be going to the bathroom a little bit more, but I promise you that is going to change. The other thing that you're going to need to do is stop sitting around. So think about it. If I were to drink half my body weight in ounces, and I sat all day long. What do you think it's going to do? The water is not going to, yes, it's going to move through my system a little bit, but it's not going to move into every area it needs to move into. It's going to pretty much go right through me. It's going to go right through your system, which is going to leave you going to the bathroom more. Your blood helps to pump water through your system to your organs. And the best way to do this is to make sure you are moving. The more you are moving, the more your body is able to utilize the water throughout all of the organs and cells more effectively. And the more parts you are moving, the more water distributes through the parts of your body. So the next time you drink a glass of water, get up, move around afterwards to help that water get to all of your organs, cells, and throughout your system. So test it out and see. Take, 16 ounces of water, dance around the house, clean the house, play with the kids, go for a walk, and notice how when you drink that 16 ounces, how you don't have to rush to go to the bathroom like you might if you drink your 16 ounces and you're sitting down watching Netflix all day on a Sunday. So pay attention to that because it does make a difference. Make sure you're drinking half your body weight in ounces and you are moving to get the water into your system more effectively. Okay, so once you start drinking enough water and moving more, the other thing I want to speak to you about is electrolytes. And this has been a game changer for me personally. And you may notice for yourself that if you are drinking a lot of water and you just still have that thirst, or you just feel like things aren't, you don't feel like you have more energy, you still feel a little sapped, you may need to look at electrolytes. Now, electrolytes are not all created the same. So definitely make sure you look into what is in the electrolytes that you're purchasing. And I'm not recommending Gatorade, but they need to have sodium, potassium, and magnesium in them. And a lot of them will have sodium and potassium, but they're missing that magnesium. So look into that. Try to keep the sugar content low. I will tell you that I have tried a few different ones. I have used Noon, which is a decent one. I have tried Liquid IV. This is more popular. It's got a lot of sugar though. So if you have little ones that might be struggling with drinking, that is an option, but know that there's a fair amount of sugar in those. The one that I have recently tried is called Element, and it's L-M-N-T. That is the one that has been a game changer for me personally. So why would we want to drink electrolytes? This is definitely one where you are going to need to look at how you consume food and how you move for your exercise. For those of you who eat a strict like paleo or keto diet, then I would highly recommend you look into electrolytes because you probably aren't getting the sodium in your diet. For those of you who are in a hot area, who sweat a lot, maybe you do intense workouts like HIIT workouts, or you're in a hot and humid area, or even a hot and dry area where you are sweating a lot, you are losing a lot of the electrolytes that your body needs. Now, I do recommend that you do try to get these things through food as much as possible. The problem has come where our food does not have the minerals that it used to have due to nutrient depletion within our soil. So we have to start going outside of that thought. If you're one to go into a workout and you do your workout and when you leave, you are just beat down and exhausted, that is probably a sure sign that you need electrolytes. So I would recommend you give it a try and see. If you don't notice any difference, then, this might not be the answer, but for many of us, it is a game changer. I'm not joking. So definitely look into electrolytes, adding them into your I don't even take them daily. I just take them after, if I teach a fitness class outside, I usually will drink one after because it helps me to feel better. So you're going to need to look at your individual situation and see, but definitely look into them. So my recommendation for you this week is to start drinking more water. Try to get half your body weight in ounces each and every day. Make sure that you are moving while drinking said water so that it is pushing through to all of your joints and muscles and vessels, blood vessels, everything. And then third, if you still aren't noticing a difference, you have a lack of energy, and after your workouts, you know that you eat a very clean diet, being that you're on like a paleo or a keto type diet, or if you are doing intense workouts where you are either outside or losing a lot of sweat and feeling thirsty even though you're drinking a ton of water, then I would begin to look at electrolytes. They could make the difference in your hydration. So that's where we are this week. Definitely make sure to let me know how you feel by joining us over in our FormFit Mom community. I'd love to know what your favorite, if you use electrolytes, I'd love to know what your favorite one is, or if you are drinking, hydrating, you know, what is your favorite tip? What do you do to help ensure that you are drinking plenty of water? And what are you doing for your children to help ensure that your children are drinking enough water each and every day as well? Feel free to follow us over at raising_healthyhumans on Instagram. Make sure to join our FormFit Mom community where we share exercises, information on alignment, posture and alignment, tips and tricks to help you each month with getting more things like water into your body. And that's pretty much it. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll see you on Thursday for our movement snack.